Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there's a bit of a stink in Italy over a television advert for crisps. The advert depicts a group of nuns about to receive communion, but when they realise there's no altar bread, they have crisps instead. The crisp producer, Amica, says the ad is intended to express the irresistible crunchiness of their product. But as you might imagine, others have claimed that it's blasphemous. And this isn't the first time alleged blasphemy has been used to sell stuff. Our own Simon Tierney has been looking at some other examples of this. Afternoon, Simon.
Afternoon, Sean.
And you've seen this actual advert. So
I have.
And is it effective in terms of, did you want to go out and buy crisps immediately afterwards?
It's brilliant. Actually, the sound design on this ad needs an Oscar. Like, you really get the crunch across. There's no dialogue in the ad. And the tagline is in Italian, so we're not going to play it. But it's a brilliant example of something that the advertising industry has been keenly aware of for a century now, is that, like sex, blasphemy sells. And often when there's a furore after an ad like this, spokespeople for the company will come forward and they'll say things like, well, we didn't realise that this would cause offence. We're very sorry. But of course, it's very much part of their arsenal. And from my perspective, I see it as quite perhaps intentional, because you have this kind of really delicious collision between two worlds which are supposed to be separate. You know, the space of religion and commerce are supposed to be very exclusive to each other.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to, and when they collide, you kind of have this taboo being broken, which is inevitably very, very funny. So this is something that has happened many, many times. Amica chips are not the first to do it, that's for sure.
Is there a blasphemy law in Italy?
Yeah. So unlike ourselves, which amended this law in Ireland about 5 or 6 years ago now, the Italians are one of the last countries in Europe, perhaps unsurprisingly because of their Catholic history and the presence of the Vatican and everything in Rome. But the blasphemy is, it's still, like, not only does it exist, but it's prosecuted. Like in Ireland, even though we got rid of the law in 2018, the last time blasphemy had been prosecuted as common law in this country was 1855.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So we were actually getting rid of a law which was pretty much defunct anyway. But in Italy, it's quite interesting. Let me give you some examples, Sean. So most recently in Florence in 2022, a man by my namesake, Simon Cernisi, he was fined €208 because he was drinking outside a bar in Florence that summer, 3 years ago, and someone spilled beer on his head accidentally, like when they were passing.
Yeah.
And he jumped up and he took the Lord's name in vain. So he's whatever the Italian for is, Christ or Jesus or something like that. And someone from the Carabinieri was nearby and they heard him, and he was charged under blasphemy common law.
My word, because I would have thought that was utterly defensible.
Exactly.
Really, somebody pours beer in your head.
But you can't take the Lord's name in vain in Italy. Another example, in perhaps a more egregious example, in 2019, a well-known photographer in Italy by the name of Oliviero Toscani, he was found guilty of blasphemy after he compared the Catholic Church during a podcast or a radio interview to a masochist club. He was charged, as I say, under the law, and he was charged €4,000 because not only did the people around him in a bar setting, like our friend Simon Cernisi, have to hear the utterance, but also the Italian listening public, because this was a radio interview. So the fine was much, much larger. So this is a very active law in Italy. It's something that you genuinely need to be aware of and scared of. So the fact that Amica chips have taken the risk, probably a worthwhile commercial risk, because, you know, blasphemy sells, but they have done so. So how are they going to get around this? Are they going to get fined? I'm interested to see if they will be. But as I say, very cleverly, there's very little said in the ad. So to take words as a basis for a prosecution is going to be very difficult in this ad. There's just one little bit of narration at the end which says Il Divino Quotidiano, which means the divine every day. I think it's suitably ambiguous that they'll probably get away with that.
And even if they're prosecuted, the amount of publicity they've got nationally and all around the world
It'll
is probably worth
it.
Yeah, probably has already. So Simon's been digging into some previous examples of this kind of thing. And this Red Bull ad. Now, while the crisp ad is being very cheeky, this was being super cheeky.
Super cheeky. Yeah, this was 2012. Unfortunately, this ad never aired on Irish television, Sean. But it aired in South Africa and I believe in Brazil. Now, what I'm going to do is before we delve into it, I want to play a clip of it. Now, just for the listeners to be aware, what's going on here is that it's Jesus and the apostles out in a boat fishing. And of course, this is the great miracle which is invoked in the Bible where Jesus steps out of the boat and he starts walking across the water, a miracle that is sacred in Catholic tradition. So let's have a listen to how it worked out.
This is boring. We won't catch anything today. I'm going home.
Oh, Jesus, stop!
How on earth are you doing that?
What do you mean?
Well, you're walking on water.
I think he's had a Red Bull. You know, it gives him wings.
No, this has nothing to do with Red Bull.
What? Not another of your miracles.
It's no miracle. You just have to know where the stepping stones are. Oh, Jesus.
Right. So it wasn't even that a Red Bull actually was the source of the miracle, but that there was no miracle at all. He was just walking on stones.
Exactly. There was no miracle at all. Shock, horror. Also, I think my favourite part of that ad is at the end, where, and it's hard for listeners to understand, but as Jesus is finding these hidden stepping stones in the water, he slips and Jesus shouts, Jesus, as he slips, which right. Most of us will do when something like that happens to us. But the idea of the Lord taking the Lord's name in vain is obviously really the salt in the wound with that one.
Now, the really cheeky aspect of this was first aired, was it during Lent?
Yes, yeah, topical. So it was aired during Lent. Now, in South Africa, the South African Roman Catholic bishops, they not only did they urge Christians not to drink Red Bull during Lent as a result of this, boycott Red Bull, but also South Africa's Muslim Judicial Council weighed in on this as well. And they took particular offence to this too. And what you need to remember, I suppose, Sean, is that I think sometimes we do forget that Jesus plays an active role in the Quran and he is a prophet in Muslim dogma. So they took umbrage with it as well. They said that any insult and satire of Jesus targeted the very foundation of Islamic theology. So it did not go down well in South Africa at all, that one.
Yeah, and was it banned? Was there any kind of consequence of them running that advert?
So it wasn't banned, but because of the widespread outrage resulting from its airing, Red Bull decided to pull the ad itself.
Ah.
So what you'll often find with the history of blasphemy in advertising is that the advertiser will actually pull the ad before it goes to court or anything like that, because on the one hand, it's a very clever move, because on the one hand, they've got the ad out, the media have picked it up and it's gone everywhere. And secondly, they don't have to go through with a court case because they just pull it down.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened with our next example.
Yeah, which people will remember. And it's worth remembering that this was when we still had a blasphemy law on the statute.
2005.
Books. Yeah. So this was this famous Paddy Power billboard advert.
Yeah, I remember this really well, Sean. I was in college in UCD at the time and I remember passing this billboard in Donnybrook on the bus every morning. So this was not done during Lent, I don't think, although it kind of should have been in a way. It depicts Leonardo da Vinci's famous image of the Last Supper, right, which listeners will be familiar with. Now, he has the apostles there and all the rest and the wonderful kind of chiaroscuro of the image. But Instead of bread and wine on the table, what has replaced it is Jesus with his poker chips, and one of the other apostles has a roulette wheel in front of him. And the tagline is, Paddy Power, there's a place for fun and games. Now, to say that the ASAI, the Advertising Standards Authority of Ireland, received complaints about this would be an understatement, Sean. They said afterwards that they got as many complaints as we've ever had about anything in the past.
Huh.
So it was a big furore. And as I say, they did have to pull it. And of course, you know, Paddy Power came out and said that the usual thing about, well, you know, we're sorry that this caused offence. But what I love about the image is that if you look to the right of to the right hand side of the Jesus figure.
Yeah, from Jesus' point of view. Yeah, on his right.
You can see a woman dressed in blue.
Yeah.
Now, this is really curious. I actually went back to the original image by Leonardo. And I thought, God, there is a female figure in the original image. But then I started looking at some scholarship about it. And it's a really feminine version of an apostle. But it is the apostle John who is directly to the right of Jesus. The best spot at the table, and of course Judas over his shoulder. But in the Paddy Power one, and I don't think this was really picked up at the time, it's clearly a woman in the image. So I'm wondering, is that Mary Magdalene?
Interesting.
The unknown apostle, the 13th apostle. Perhaps.
Yeah. It also leapt out at me that various people are playing games, but Jesus is obviously one of fortune in this because there's a massive stack of chips in front of him.
He's doing so well.
Isn't he? Just,
all in, Jesus.
Yeah, he probably may have an advantage or not.
Now, to be fair to Paddy Power, Sean, they had a brilliant rebuttal to this. They did take down the ads, but they put up a blank ad afterwards with just the line, there's a place for fun and games. Apparently this isn't it.
You'd wonder, did they plan that out in advance?
Exactly,
you
yeah.
really would. Now, again, like, there is, in fairness, whether you find it offensive or not, a little bit of genius in a lot of these adverts. This Grundig television set advert is fantastic.
I really love this one. This is going back a little bit further, Sean. I found a reference to this in the Irish newspaper archives from what was, of course, known as the Cork Examiner back in 1990. There was an article saying that the ASAI had upheld a number of complaints against Grundig televisions. You remember well, Sean, Grundig, you don't really see it nowadays, but they were massive providers of television sets around Ireland. And they ran an ad. Because in 1990, not everyone had good television reception.
Nope,
let's be honest. I remember we couldn't get the BBC because there was a mountain in the way in North County Tipperary. So they ran an ad for their television sets and underneath it said, Immaculate Reception.
Yes.
Which I just think
is
brilliant.
That. Yeah.
So the ASAI banned that ad in Ireland. It's hard to believe that less than, 33, 34 years ago, that ad was banned in this country because it invoked the Madonna, the Virgin Mary and her Immaculate Conception. So that one was pulled. But, you know, the whole idea about invoking religious imagery in particular is something that's happened many times, particularly for some reason, Sean, in beer advertising. And I found a couple of references. Heineken are particularly guilty in this area for some reason. But there was an ad in 1990, again in 1990, like Grundig. Heineken ran a Christmas ad and it was a billboard and a print ad in the newspapers. It showed three lads carrying six packs of lager of Heineken. And the caption was, Three Wise Men. Right? Now, it's not clear if that one had to be pulled or not, but there was another ad which was definitely pulled. And this one was actually in Britain, not in Ireland, and again by Heineken. They had an image of the nativity scene. So you've got the three wise men on the right hand side. You've got, you know, the cattle and the shepherds on the left. And then you've got Joseph running out of the stable, bathed in light. And he's shouting through a speech bubble, It's a girl! right? And then underneath, everyone was expecting this, the Lord Saviour, but it's a girl. And underneath it says, how refreshing, how Heineken. So it's this idea that it's not what you expect. It's more refreshing than that.
Oh, wow, yeah. Simon, thanks a million for all that. Simon Tierney there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.